Senate passes Cornyn amendment to detain illegal migrants who assault law enforcement officers. Texas border business. Washington, D.C., U.S. Senator John Cornyn, RTX, proposed an amendment to the Laken Riley Act that would require U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, to detain illegal immigrants who assault a member of law enforcement. The amendment was adopted by a vote of 70-25. Excerpts of Sen Cornyn's remarks are below, and video can be found here. I want to offer an amendment that would add one more crime to the list covered by this legislation, that would be assault of a law enforcement officer. Anyone who comes into the country illegally and harms these brave men and women in uniform is dangerous, and dangerous not only to our first responders, but also to the safety and security of all Texans and communities all around the country. Unfortunately, we know under the Biden-Harris administration, these people that are committing these kinds of crimes are routinely being released back into the streets, as we saw last February in New York City when 7 people were arrested for assaulting a police officer, assaulting multiple police officers, outside of a migrant shelter in Times Square. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg made the decision to release 5 of these criminal suspects without bail. There is no question that these criminals should have been detained and removed before they could go on and commit other crimes against innocent victims. My amendment simply would require ICE to promptly take migrants who assault law enforcement officers into custody and ensure that illegal migrants who commit crimes against the men and women in blue are swiftly detained so they can be removed from our country.